This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station here in Tampa, Florida. Now, remember, we're the home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, also the American League champion Tampa Bay Rays, who are fixing to start their baseball season next week, broadcasting as we are to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the internet and satellite. And a special shout out goes to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping us rolling along, for keeping our great country, America, rolling along. Don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe the same way, Gab the same way, Parler at the Captain's America. Our Twitter feed is at Captain's America. And don't forget our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now for hour number two to say the pledge for the second time is Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, before we get to the story that we said we were going to talk about, we did have a caller on the line. I don't know where he went. But anyway, okay, so much for the caller. So, Iran is threatening to kill a United States Army general and attack a military base in Washington, D.C. Now, this is a report that has come to us by way of the New York Post, correct, Kyle?
That's exactly right.
And this is what it says, and I'm going to read it verbatim. The NSC has picked up the chatter amongst members of Iran's Revolutionary Guards elite Quds force discussing how to avenge the killing of General Qassem Soleimani, Iran's top military leader, by the U.S. in January of 2020. Back in October 2000, al-Qaeda terrorists in a small boat pulled up alongside the Navy destroyer USS Cole as it was refueling in the Yemeni port of Aden and set off explosives, killing 17 sailors. Now, Fort McNair is the official residence of General Martin, who happens to be the general who was in charge of the base there. However, Army Major General Omar Jones, the commander of the Military District of Washington, has said there were credible and specific threats against top military officials who live on the base, but he only mentioned a swimmer who was arrested after ending up on the base. Now, these are intercepted communications, according to the NSC, that has the Army officials asking the D.C. police to expand their buffer zone along the Washington channel that runs parallel to the Potomac River. Now, we do know they're removing the outer wall today, correct?
That's right. Yeah.
Or have been all weekend, right?
That's right.
So what do you think about that initially before I go to the caller?
Well, you know, Captain, this is a very, very serious thing, and certainly we know that Iran has said unequivocally that they want to avenge the death of Soleimani. But one has to wonder, though, Captain, especially at a time like this, when the Iran nuclear deal seems to be getting ready to fire on all cylinders again at some point very soon with the Biden administration, why they would go to such lengths to do something like this, because that would galvanize the American opinion against them.
All right, well, let me try this again, because this caller keeps calling back here. Good morning, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from? All right. He's not there, so obviously we're not going to answer the call. And the next time he calls, I'm not going to answer it either, if you're going to do that. We just don't have time to monkey around with that. But the thing of it is, Kyle, the Iranians we know, now this is, who is saying this, Eric? The Iranians are bad boys in the region, but then again, they've always threatened malarkey over and over again. Yes, they have, Eric, if that's you, and I think it is. And he's saying the possible justification to have them remain on station could be just keep our military forces where they're at. What do you think?
Well, again, yeah, I mean, you couldn't really stand down too easily, given the idea that they had these credible threats and so forth. But again, you know, they seem that they will get a lot more. The Iranian regime, that is, will get a lot more by simply dealing with Biden and Harris and basically trying to go back to the way it was.
And they want a deal. They want to deal with them.
Well, sure, exactly. Exactly. So it would be very interesting to see. But again, it may also be that that there are different forces at work within the Iranian regime, hardliners, if you please, or, you know, that kind of thing, that are hell-bent to do something really, really extraordinary, they think. But certainly, so I think it just points to perhaps maybe some other instability, but they do need to think twice before they do something.
I'm going to try this one more time. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Dave, Florida.
Okay, Dave in Florida. What do you need there?
Well, with Joe Biden in the office here, falling down the steps 3 times just the other day, I think we're going to pay the price for letting the CIA rig the election. In other words, like in Dallas when we had our presidency stolen from us, now we're having our presidency stolen from us again, and it's a crisis we should have realized. And even though storming the Capitol was maybe the wrong thing to do,
not maybe, it was the wrong thing to do. It was definitely the wrong thing to do. Okay, we're going to a hard break. Got to go. Thanks for the call. Kyle, you hang on. Folks, we'll be back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy is going to give you the phone number, and I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
I'm going to. And folks, in the times that we're living in, somebody needs to give you a break. And with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 put right in the palm of your hand when you get your windshield replaced after you tell them me, the Captain, Matt Bruce, sent you. It's just that simple. They'll handle the insurance claim and come to your home or office to do the job. You get a lifetime warranty, a brand new windshield, and $100 put right in the palm of your hand at the time that they finish the service just by telling them, you spoke to me, the Captain, Matt Bruce, and I'm the one that sent you. Now, Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, and surrounding areas, they're ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. So just give them a call at 813-96-GLASS, 813-96-GLASS, and tell them the Captain sent you to get that $100 dropped in the palm of your hand today. And Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
Yep. Just like clockwork. Just like clockwork. Well, we're going to keep going with what we started with here. You know, unfortunately, we have a lot of things going on in Washington, D.C. They're talking now about removing the outer fence that's there. They started that over the weekend. You know that, right?
That's right, yep.
Okay, and we'll see where all of that goes. Now, in the meantime, let me see who I got here. I think we got Eric on the line right here. Good morning. Is that you, Eric?
Hey, good morning, sir. Thanks for taking my call. Real quick, great show as always. Real quick, you're talking about the threat to the commanding general of Fort.
Yeah, that's the chatter coming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Here's the thing. I find it first. I'm gonna go backwards on this. Okay, so you got the threats, the chatter that was coming from Aden Yemen back in the August September of 2000 time frame before the Cole was bombed in October.
You were
that
there.
Was straight up. That was I wasn't necessarily there, but
yeah,
I was,
but you know what was going on. You were here.
Yeah, that was straight up and mm-hmm. legit. And the thing, one of the things that the sticking points regarding that was that the sailors in the ship were not authorized to make weapons at their hold weapons at the ready, so to speak.
Correct.
To stop that. So that, you know, that was horrific and tragic, and that was a tactical error. Okay, I wasn't the CEO of the ship or anything like that, or master at arms or anything, but that, you know, was tragic and horrific. So here, let's come forward here. Now, here we are. This story's coming out, and I'm highly skeptical of this story right off the bat, and here's why. It's coming out of anonymous sources from the National Security Council, okay? Now, if this was a legitimate threat, which happened, anyone in the military knows, or anyone who's been around CGs or commanding, you know, sergeant majors or whatever,
yep.
knows, there's constant threats going on.
Yeah, and but you know what I'm thinking they were doing, and I'm waiting for you to say it?
Here's my thing.
Okay.
I'm not sure exactly where you're going with that. But if you sound off real quick, I can bounce it off the sounding board, so to speak. What's your opinion on that?
The military intel has picked up some chatter. They've thrown it out there to see if there's going to be a reaction.
That's very well possible. Cause
mm-hmm.
that's a long range commitment coming
yep.
from the Persian Gulf all the way to little old Fort McNair.
Oh, contraire, they're already here.
Which, well,
yeah.
understood,
mm-hmm.
understood, but my point is this, that the D.C. government
mm-hmm.
has been wanting to restrict the expansion of increasing the
yeah.
perimeter of that area because of, you know, the hustle and bustle of the area and the upbuilding of Anacostia. But anyone who's been up in the D.C. area
yep.
knows the Southwest D.C. and in particular Anacostia.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a family-friendly zone. So
not at all. You get anywhere near there, they're going to zoom you back out of there.
Somebody, if you don't want, right, if you don't have business there, they're going to escort you out of there, so
mm-hmm.
to speak. Now, here's the thing. There's also been people wanting to keep troops in the district at the ready because
mm-hmm.
of this, the fiasco that comes out of January 6th. And I'm not saying that people call this a conspiracy theory or not. Regardless of my opinion here. It's coming out. Why would this be coming out of the National Security Council and not the FBI if there was a credible and legitimate threat? They would have sources. They would say, look, we picked this up. Here's our, you know, avenue of approach, or here's the communications angle we're taking on this. I'm not saying that the Iranians wouldn't be knuckleheads and threaten something like this, but there's a lot of other working parts
mm-hmm.
going on that I don't think people are aware. You know, I'm not saying they have to be aware.
Somebody from Army Major General Omar Jones' staff, or him himself. Now, this I'm going to read this exactly, then you
yeah,
tell
Roger
me what
that.
You think. Army Major
Roger.
General Omar Jones, commander of the Military District of Washington, said. In other words, he said there were, quote, credible and specific threats against top military officials who live on the base, but he only mentioned a swimmer who was arrested after ending up on the base.
Sure, that swimmer, you know, it could be anybody. You know, I'm not saying that somebody's going to try to do it infiltrate, you know, via a waterway or whatever. I mean, that's a definite avenue of approach, so to speak. But they would have that place locked down.
Now,
I think that the CG's perimeter,
okay.
Regardless of his home, that would be already locked down with personal security details, because anyone that gets over a certain rank in a certain commanding position,
yep.
they're going to have a personal security detail attached to them.
Yes,
again,
sir.
I'm not saying it
okay.
didn't happen, but I'm suspicious because it's coming out of NSC and not FBI.
Well, let me
take my calls. Yeah,
thank
go
you.
Ahead, sir.
I want
yeah,
to take this other call. Thank you very much. And that's Eric. And Eric knows what he's talking about because he's been there, done that. Okay, Kyle, we got another caller. Let's take the caller. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Bart from Live Oak.
Hi there, Bart. How are you?
Hi. Listen, I wonder about these conservatives and Republicans cannot fight back on this COVID-19 bill that they just passed. Why can't they just put something in print in every major city around the country and turn this thing around on these Democrats and let the people know what all that pork barrel spending was and who sponsored the daggone thing?
Okay. All right, we'll answer that for you. Okay, first of all, Kyle, every television show every radio show that I pay attention to, every publication that I pay attention to has got it in there, the who, what, when, where, how, and why.
Well, you're exactly right. That's why the Republicans pretty much did, I think almost unanimously did not support this bill.
Not one.
And what happens, of course, is that they're trying to call attention to all of that pork spending, all of the excessive spending, the fact that hardly any of this money, comparatively, of the $1.9 trillion, actually goes to helping people get through the COVID emergency.
Mm-hmm.
The Democrats were able to put this through. That really helps a lot of their interests under the guise of trying to, quote-unquote, help everybody get through the COVID-19 emergency.
91% of the bill. 91% had absolutely nothing to do with COVID. It had to do with bailing out the Democrats. And we knew it was coming. We knew it was coming. We've been talking about it for months. If they elected Joe Biden, what was going to happen? And this was part of it. We've been talking about it for months. And if you didn't pay attention to what we were saying on this program and other programs along this network, then shame on you, because we were talking about it. And by God, we talked till we were blue in the face, didn't we?
Well, exactly right. And, of course, last year in the summertime, towards the fall as well, Nancy Pelosi, she wanted to withhold the aid. That's really what it is, aid to the American people. She did that for political reasons because they didn't want to give Trump a win, make Trump look good for the election. And now suddenly they're writing in as though they're the saviors, and that's just not the case. It's all political for them, and people have been very, very hurt as a result of that.
Yes, very much so. And thank you, Flip, for doing that. Flip's going to put that thing that neither one of us can see, but we can't make it large on the page so that it'll show up there. I appreciate that, Flip. Thank you very much. But here's the deal, okay? We can sit here, we can sit in our thumbs, we can gripe, we can bitch, we can do whatever. The Republicans are, in fact, starting to organize right now. Again, I told you, the time is right now, right here, today, 2021, to get involved. I don't care how you do it. If you can't find a Trump Club, if you can't find a Tea Party, if you can't find a Republican Party, if you can't find a Freedom Group, or whatever in the hell they call themselves, then start one.
Start one, exactly. And also, talk with the politicians, your local politicians as well. Let them understand that you represent a lot of people, especially if you're part of a club or a society or something like that.
If you're military, former military, if you're a former union guy, if you're anything that's got numbers associated to it, regardless of what it is, maybe a former NFL, whatever the title is that you got in there that you were a member of, they look at those things. I know, I've sat there in a congressman's office and watch what they do. They go, American Legion, 1.5 members. VFW, 1.3 million. They go like that, and they put a little star next to your name, so the next time you call, it's like, oh, hello, Mr. Jones. I'm serious. That's what they do. That is what they do. Hold on, Kyle. Okay, you gotta learn how to play the game. It's not that difficult. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Biden administration is spending millions on hotel rooms as it struggles to deal with the influx of migrants illegally crossing into the U.S. Axios reporting that the administration has signed an $86 million contract with hotels in Texas and Arizona to house about 1,200 migrants. On Sunday, DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas blamed the Trump administration for the surge of asylum-seeking unaccompanied minors, saying they dismantled the system for asylum claims. But Senator Shelley Moore Capito says the majority of Americans don't care about blame. The West Virginia Republican tells Fox News that migrants keep coming because they believe they'll be able to get into the country.
I think they want this situation to get under control. It is not under control. The word is out Northern Triangle countries that you're going to be able to get in and stay and sent into the interior of our country if you make it to the border. We're having children crossing long crossings with, who knows, traffickers where families are paying thousands of dollars.
This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. And partner up with an ex.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
All righty. Thank you very much for tuning in, and thank you very much for everybody that's opining in the chat room, plus the messages that we're getting, the direct messages here off Facebook, as well as the text messages that are coming in. Thank you very much. We appreciate that. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends over at the Stem Cell Patch Company. Now, I have got the stem cell patch on my left foot. I'm going to tell you what it's doing for me right after you hear about them.
Hi, folks. It's the Captain here. I want you to check out the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders, and tell them the Captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
Now, the amazing thing about this patch right now is that it's been about 2.5 weeks. Last weekend, folks, normally when I go home to you know, recoup for the weekend, so to speak, my ankle is swollen up. Sometimes my leg is, but my ankle certainly is from the activity during the week. Well, this time, my ankle wasn't swollen. Neither was my foot. Neither was my leg. And I had no pain. Now, I have got the patch dead center in my left foot where my problem is with my replacement ankle. I also take Relief Factor. Now, I was able to cut the Relief Factor back from 3 a day to 2 a day this week because I didn't have the problems I was having the prior week. And that probably was from the gun show I was at where I had to do a lot of standing and a lot of moving around, shaking hands, this, that, and the other. Comes with the turf. I get it. I understand it. I'm not complaining. I live with it. But last weekend, nada, zip, zero, zilch. Now, I can honestly say that after this third week, that patch made a difference. And I've got it on again. I put another fresh one on there, and hopefully it will continue to do what it's doing. So give him a shot, give him a try, and when you hear Patrick Hyland come on, you'll hear the commercial again there for him. All right, in the meantime, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We have some developments in the Atlanta spa shootings regarding the charge. What is it, Kyle?
Well, Captain, what we're understanding tonight is that the prosecutors in the case of the Atlanta shooter are not going to, or saying that there's not enough evidence to try to pursue this as a hate crime. Now, of course, this comes with the backdrop of many different demonstrations across the United States in different locales regarding the idea of stopping Asian hate, where people who are trying to blame Asian people, attacking Asian people. There's no doubt that there are these incidents that are occurring. In this particular case, they say that they're evidently not going to be able to pursue that. However, I think that being said, knowing what we know about these different incidents, but that being said, this person is likely going to be charged, Captain, with multiple counts of capital murder as a mass murderer, and I think will likely get the death penalty in the state of Georgia. And so there is obviously going to be a lot going on with this case, obviously.
Well, that's a no-doubter, to say the least, and I totally agree with you. And I believe that for that reason, that's why another reason why they're not going to charge as a hate crime. The other thing is they really don't have a solid case against this guy when it comes to calling it a hate crime. They do have him on capital murder. There's no doubt about it. There's video of being in the spas, coming and going and being inside and doing what he was doing. So they've got him cold turkey, and he didn't try to cloak his face or any of that stuff. He showed who he was to the world.
He certainly did. And, of course, Captain, as we know about some of these different incidents across the country over these last many months, the American people are very, very aware and, or I should say, against anything that would target any individual group of people. We that's not what we're for in this country.
Now, somebody was asking me about Trump being back on social media. They only heard part of the story, and I guess they tuned in late. There's more news coming about that. Donald J. Trump is starting his own social media company with its own server. I'm not sure what the name's going to be, but you will all know in about a couple of months or maybe even sooner. So that's the best I can tell you there. All right, Kyle, the fact is that a document released about Operation Warp Speed shows, no doubt, no hesitation, no reservation, 90% of the Biden vaccine rollout plan was identical to Donald Trump's. He did nothing different.
Well, sure, and of course, you know, because, Captain, we always knew that the vaccines were to be ramped up over a period of time, especially as we got into the new year. This is, from what I understand, always has been essentially the plan. And so, you know, but Biden comes in, they want to take credit for it. This is the same president, of course, who said there was no vaccine when he took office. But yet he had been vaccinated back in December, of course. So, you know, this is more politics, more of that going on,
yeah,
as opposed to simply trying to say, look, yeah, there's a through line here. We're carrying through with it.
Now, Miami Beach has erupted with a lot of the spring breakers getting out of control. Miami Beach declared a state of emergency. They started closing everything down at 8 o'clock over the weekend, told the restaurants to close down at 7 so they could get the people out of the area by 8. And the people that are causing the trouble, again, it figures, are the thousands of spring breakers that are pouring in from outside the state, outside the area, and they're just coming because they want to be there because everybody else is there, but they don't understand the people that were there weren't the problem to begin with.
Right, that's right. It's being called a lot of things, but there's a lot of what they essentially chaos going on from what the people are saying.
And General Lloyd Austin, the current Secretary of Defense, is in Afghanistan as the troop deadline nears. Biden has said he wants to keep the troops there until November. I suppose they're all trying to work out the logistics of that. But needless to say, the Taliban doesn't like it, but they're the ones that are misbehaving. So we understand the troops are staying at least until November.
Well, that's right. He made a surprise trip to Afghanistan, basically. But, the Trump administration had negotiated a withdrawal with the Taliban, but you're right. The circumstances might have changed here.
And Gordon Chang, who's a Chinese expert, he's been on my show once over the past couple of years, and he's been on Denise's show a lot of times. We'll talk about him when she comes on. But he said that China and Russia do not respect Joe Biden, period. And they're testing the USA, seeing how far they can go.
Well, of course they are. And if what we saw in Alaska, Captain, is any prelude to all of this, you can expect that China is going to...
Well, they smacked our people down.
Well, they did. And they've weaponized the issues in this country that have, in some ways, in themselves been weaponized by political actors here. But they are picking up on that as fast as anything, and they are happy to use every little issue in our country against us and try to make it look as if we have this horrible record on democracy, et cetera, et cetera.
And I want to mention real quick here that if you're ordering something, congested ports and supply chains have hit the U.S. factories and stores with deliveries coming in from China in most cases. Yep, China. A lot of the stuff they get still comes from China. They bought it in the U.S. of A. They wouldn't have this problem to begin with. And there's a tremendous backlog, and there's a lot of empty shelves because of it. And make it quick, because I got one more thing I want to say, Carl.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'll go with it, since you're know what I'm going to do. To the surprise of nobody in Louisiana, folks, the widow of the late Congressman Letlow was elected overwhelmingly over the weekend. Julia Letlow won her late husband's congressional seat by a wide margin. Congratulations to her. Congratulations to Louisiana. You did the right thing with the right person, and you won't regret it.
That's exactly right, Captain. And, of course, her husband, who had been elected, he passed away from COVID, as a matter of fact, before he could take the seat. And she did win. And I believe she's, I think, the first woman to represent, I think, that especially that district.
That district.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So this is a sort of a bittersweet sort of victory, obviously, but I think she'll do very well.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to that. That gives Nancy one more thorn in her side, which is why she's trying to get rid of the gal up there in
Iowa.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, they're trying very hard for that, because now this lowers her down to an advantage of 6.
Right.
All righty, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report number 2. Don't go anywhere. Kathy's going to give you the phone number. Here we go.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender.
and lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha. There you go. You got our Georgia horse girl with her husband, Don. They run the D&D stables right there in Carrollton, Georgia. And it's just up the road a tad bit from big old Fort Benning, Georgia. Down the road, a big hoo-ah out there to all of them. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stops. Pull on in there, tell them you were listening to me on the Captain's America Third Watch, and I said you get a free cup of coffee just by going in there and saying, hey, man, I was listening to Captain's America Third Watch, and that's absolutely true. That's what you'll do. Just tell them you heard me talk about them on the radio. In the meantime, we're going to get a little rocking in here, and here we go. AC/DC bringing you back in there. Shot in the Dark. Carl, I'm rocking on that one.
Yeah, I like that one a lot. Absolutely.
All righty. We're going to get to the weather right away here because we got something to mention here in between the segment here. We've got two storm systems that are going to impact portions of the U.S. early this week. A powerful low-pressure system will lift from the southern plains to the upper Mississippi Valley and Great Lakes with severe thunderstorms, locally heavy rain, critical fire weather threats, and some snow. Meanwhile, another system will dig in from the northwest to the south central Rockies with rain, gusty winds, and heavy mountain snow, which has already started in the Denver area. Hello, AM 710 The Answer, KNUS, all the way down to just north of Albuquerque, New Mexico.
That's exactly right. Exactly right. And, Captain, we're going to tell our listeners here real quick, Flip in Tampa was able to post the flyer that he had sent in a little bit while ago. This has to do with Vietnam Veterans of America Chapter 1003, an event happening Saturday, March 27th, 2021, of course, at the VFW Post 6180. This is going to be at 11551 Oskaloosa Drive, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, Newport Richey, Florida.
It might be Okaloosa, but
Exactly. There's a phone number associated with it, 727-863-8824. This is going to be Saturday, March 27th. This is going to be the 14th annual Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans Day, a national day of recognition. Guest speaker, Wayne Tuttle.
Okay, now, every Mission Barbecue on Monday is going to be giving a free sandwich to all Vietnam veterans that show up. I'm going to be at the one at West Waters on Monday at 12 noon when they play the national anthem. They're going to have some special dignitaries there as well. So come on out and see us there or just stop by your favorite Mission Barbecue, Vietnam veterans. You will get a free sandwich that day. All right, go ahead, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, we're going to start tonight in California. Just had a high wind warning pop up. This is north of Santa Barbara as you come up Highway 101. Just as we said last hour, we're supposed to be getting some winds in California here in the next day or so. So we're starting to see that pop up. Also, winter weather advisory in the Seattle and Portland areas tonight. Winter weather advisory in northern Idaho, central Idaho as well. Be careful on 4th of July pass. You'll have new snow accumulations, icy patches as well. Also, down in New Mexico, wind advisory in southern New Mexico, also high wind warnings there. Fire weather watch in the southeastern part of Arizona tonight. So this is if you're coming across I-10. Be careful of the Tucson area there. Our friends in Denver, of course, winter storm warning tonight, and looks like they're going to have more snow. The snow could be heavy at times and south of the I-70 corridor, so be very, very careful in that area.
Okay, now we don't have a lot to talk about over to the east, but there is a flood watch of sorts west of St. Joseph, Missouri, along the Nebraska Kansas border, and then all along the river, the Mississippi River, from about central Illinois all the way down to just about the southwestern corner of Mississippi and Louisiana. You've got a lot of flood watches and a lot of flood warnings in all those low-lying areas down there. By the way, we do have coming up from, it'd be east of Dallas, a short section out there around Longview, Texas, on up to the Oklahoma line. Might encounter some of that on 30. We've got some windy conditions and a possible chance of some weather developing down there. Remember, told you there's going to be some storms developing today, so be alert in the south. It could be coming your way. And then finally, we do have a gale warning up from just about Chesapeake Bay all the way on down to about Savannah, Georgia, looks like tonight. So we got some windy conditions along the ocean there, and it'll keep everybody busy, I'm sure, for a day or so. Now, Kyle, the best part about everything that we do here is that it's all contingent on what we the people have to say. We are about we the people on this program, not me or I the people.
Well, that's exactly right. Couldn't have said it better myself, Captain. You're right.
Yeah, and we encourage people that want to call in. So give us your phone number.
Oh,
I'm sorry, your identification number there.
That's right.
Number. Listen to you.
That's right. Yes, you can find me at KyleWarrenShow.com.
Yeah, and I don't. Okay, well, we'll talk to you tomorrow night.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. Appreciate him very much. Okay, joining us right now with her phone number, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
What the hell is going on the border? Will somebody tell us the truth?
Whose truth? Everybody has their own.
Well, certainly, but it's not necessarily the truth of the situation because we keep finding out things that they're, I don't know if they're afraid to talk about it or what the deal is. And Donald Trump made a big statement yesterday. Did you see his posting?
I did.
Well, what he said was absolutely true. They left the border in good condition. There was no big deal there.
Look, you know, Biden said he was going to do this.
Yes.
He said it on the campaign trail.
Yes.
Oh, okay, so, you know, be careful what you wish for because you just may get it, and we got it. But the Biden administration, as soon as they took office, you know, they rang this bell, but they were not prepared for any part of this. So now we're going to spend some big, big, big money putting these migrants into hotel rooms.
$86 million.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think they'll be staying in a Motel 6.
Well, who approved that? You know, that's our money.
Had to be Biden.
Well,
whoever's running the show.
It's a rhetorical question.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This should have been legislation.
Yep. Yep. Well, we know how that's all going to work out. And by the way, we got a lot to talk about when we come back from the break, not only about we had another incident, folks, that was not reported last week. And I sent the little video to Denise. She probably saw it. But when we get back, we're going to talk about that. Holy cow. This country's got troubles on top of troubles on top of troubles. And it won't be long before Kamala Harris is the president. Mark my words. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.